Using my Barclaycard Forward credit card to pay for the stuff I need now and paying back on time could help build up my credit score for the day I need something bigger. So buying weights for my workout,
smashed it,
or a set of headphones could help in the future when I buy my first car. Now that's forward thinking. Check if you're eligible at barclaycard.co.uk. 33.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply. Responsible use of a credit card can help build your credit score when you pay on time.
Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm CG Erickson.
And today we have John Koppel.
Hey!
Woo!
What's up, guys?
Woo!
Yes,
thank you. Do I look okay?
Look fucking great, man.
Yeah, I need that. Why?
I was going out last night and my kids jumped on me immediately. They were just... My older is 10 and she goes, Dad, are you... Is that what you're wearing? That's what you're going to wear to go out? Like, you're not just sitting around, you're going out right now? And I was like, what are you talking about? And she's like, no, I mean, I guess it's fine. And then I asked the 7-year-old, I was like, do I look okay? And she said, I look like a fuzzy grandpa.
So I'm trying to see. So your hair is a bit long. You need a cut. Is this what the problem is?
I don't know if I needed a little bit of a shave. By the way, I thought it's getting chunky.
The hair's getting kind of chunky.
It's a bit much.
Now that it's like in high def, you know what I mean? Like I'm seeing you in all definition.
Kind of a fuzzy grandpa.
Not a fuzzy grandpa.
The worst part was I thought I was slaying. I came downstairs and I was like, yo, daddy, in that context is bad. But like I was like, I'm going to get mine later. And then I just got hit with all that. And, of course, wife's like, honey, you look fine. I'm like, cool. It's great.
You know what I hate when I come down looking slamming, looking like a fucking smoking hot slam piece?
Yeah.
And I know it. And then she doesn't say shit.
What?
Like, I'm like, I look fucking good right now. Like, and I'm expecting her to speak when I come down.
I tell you look good so much, I cannot even.
Well, maybe you're expressing it in a way that he's not hearing it.
Okay, I'll express it more. I feel like I catcall you a lot.
No, you definitely do. What I'm saying is...
Sometimes I miss it.
When I really just put that shit on, when I really just, you know, look good, like just the
maybe
the juices
it's because I'm comatose,
because
I'm sickly all the time. Maybe I'm just too tired.
I'm sorry, your sickly wife.
Maybe. My sickly wife, I just stay home today.
Yeah. I go to bed. I sleep like a newborn. I sleep from like 7
p.m. A healthy Kate, when she's healthy and she's not sick, goes to sleep at 8 p.m. A sick Kate is like 5 or 5:30 p.m.
Yeah.
I really feel like you're peaking right now, Kate.
Yeah.
This is your last podcast before the wedding, right?
Before my funeral.
Before the...
I might die before we get there because of my health. But no. Yes. This is going to probably be the last podcast before our wedding, unless we decide to do one just us right before. But I don't know. I feel like it's going to be crazy right before.
This is really exciting.
I'm excited.
I got some questions.
Okay.
Are you guys going to dance the Hora?
If that's a thing,
if they put
on the horror music or whatever, I'm dancing.
Well, we're the DJs. We're DJing.
It's not, yeah. If you put that on your playlist.
Not like...
I forgot. I keep thinking someone else is running this wedding. I keep thinking it's a wedding where you actually hired all the people that you need and you're not the staff. But then I remember, wait, I'm the staff at this wedding.
Yeah. We have a caterer.
And I think I'm the MC, so...
I think we have a caterer that doesn't serve food. They like just like leave it
no,
on the,
they can.
Leave
it's
it on the
option.
Front steps like Amazon.
That's not true. That's
and
that's
me and Kev had to figure it out.
No, they...
I'm like, Kev!
There's an option.
What do we do?
Money to get the servers. So, it's going to be you, Kev, and Kev.
That's fine. We'll run it around.
We're the wait staff. So, I mean...
And me.
I keep forgetting that. And the DJ.
I was wondering...
We can maybe get Shane to take care of the DJing if we want. Or, I mean...
Will you be the biggest person that has ever been lifted up during the Hora?
If we do
is
it...
That, oh, is that what
that's they have to lift me? That's the
I don't think we should. We don't know if the chairs are that
she
dirty.
Will fall the fuck off.
Me?
From 10 feet high or whatever. Like, she's a faller. So, like she like, bumps into shit. Like, she can be moving, like, half a mile per hour and, like, slam into some shit. Somewhere.
And do you get mad at her when she does it?
I don't get mad. I'm just like, what the fuck is the matter with you? Like, are your motor cortex damaged? Like, what the fuck is going on?
Baby, I am struggling with Lyme disease. Something is wrong. And I'm klutzy.
Damn, you just got too real. Sorry. You make me look like a horrible person. You're talking about I struggle with Lyme disease. Talking about I struggle with Lyme disease. Damn, dude.
Like, there is something wrong, I think. Like, I do need to, like, well, I do go really slow. I've been trying to slow down. The one time you witnessed, I was a little bit tired because I was walking really slow.
So slow out of my doorway. Like, she's really, like, feeling tired.
And I walked so slowly into the
slammed into the doorknob or whatever.
Something. But whatever.
My younger kid walks into shit sometimes, and it's a bad parenting moment by me every time, because she'll, like, look at me and do the slow cry thing. It'll take, like, a few seconds. And I'm like, damn it, what did you walk into? Because I'm just like, why are you walking into stuff? You're all little. Like, you should see it coming. Like, wow. It's not that much space.
I used to be one clumsy little motherfucker, man. I used to be, falling on my ass. But I was, like, sturdy, though.
Gangly?
Like, it didn't hurt.
Is that why?
I was, like, just gangly. Stupid. Yeah, like, I just wanted to do stuff.
You were, like, 14 so just, like, and hammered and, like, 6'3". Like, of course you were going to fall down.
I'm talking, like, young as shit. Like, 6. Because I'd just be jumping off of staircases and shit. Just doing wild shit.
Dude, boys are fun that way.
Yeah.
So for the non-Jews that are listening, the Hora is where you, like, it's a custom in Jewish, in bar and bat mitzvahs, Jewish weddings, where they do the whole dance and then you lift the people up on the chair. And,
Well, you do that, is it called the same thing at the bar mitzvah?
Yes.
When you do it to the...
Yeah.
But you do it with two adults?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We, like,
dude, Jews are fucking crazy,
Jews
dog.
You know what? What happened that makes it suck... is that as you get older and older, less people are down to help hold shit. So I come out of every Hora, if I go to a Jewish wedding, I'm like a sweaty mess because I'm like carrying like 130 pounds versus worth of like my buddy. Like,
I don't it's think like, we should do it.
It's, yeah.
I don't think we should. It's just, it seems...
Dude, as long as I'm not the one doing the carrying?
Who's gonna lift your ass up?
Gobble's
yeah,
part
I'll
of
be
it.
There. I mean, I'll be happy
Benny's
about
been
it.
Benny's been lifting.
Oh, Benny will die.
We have actually some pretty big dudes coming. So, I mean...
Oh, they're going to sit it out. And the problem is that non-Jews feel threatened because they're like, I'm not sure about this custom. And then you got nothing but Jews, and they can't lift anything.
Oh, my God.
It's a problem. It's like me and two other Jews can lift people. Fortunately... Our friend Dave will be there. He can help.
Oh,
out.
Yeah.
But doesn't he have a bad back? I mean, he's got to have a bad something. Something. Jew in his 40s? Can't be going well.
Oh,
all right, I'll stop.
Okay. Any other wedding questions before we get to our first cool or not cool segment?
Do you have any, like, pointers for anybody if they were theoretically given a toast at your wedding? Any shit that you think they should avoid? Steer into.
Oh man.
I don't know. Like, I feel like you can really roast me and nobody will care.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
true. They'll enjoy it and I'll enjoy it.
You can roast me, but I'm way more sensitive than he is.
I think roasting is like the ultimate way to ruin a wedding.
Yeah, roast. I don't want to get actually too
that's
roasted.
The biggest mistake that people make. Like, this will be fun. I'll just talk shit on the people we're here to honor.
Yeah. Do you think he should bring up the time I licked your penis and he was the only one you told? Or is that too much for a wedding?
Definitely. Definitely.
I can let you know right now.
I feel bad.
That is so good because you are. Because you told me not to tell a soul. Because you don't want people to know you're licking penises.
And yeah, then but wait, kids will
I
be there.
I didn't tell
Some
a soul.
Kids will be there.
Except I worked out with Coppola every night, and so like I had to tell him. Just got my penis tip licked. But actually, it was like the whole side of my penis. It was weird.
Thank you.
And cool.
Well, by the way, I was mad hyped.
Exactly.
Wait,
and that's my main man. He was
happy. Kids are
going to
be at the wedding. So, can you do it in a way where you're like saying what it is?
Yeah. Tongued his phallus. Sure, we're good. The side of his shaft.
No.
I'm not gonna be like took out his throbbing cock. I'm just gonna be tasteful about it and be like, I remember when Kate in middle school decided to tongue my best friend's shaft.
Oh my god.
The side of his member, if you will. And then everyone, the older people will be like, I gotcha. And the younger people will be like, what's going on?
What?
And they're like, they're talking about a game they played.
It was love at first lick.
That's what we're going to call your wedding.
Not for me. You know how disturbing it is? It just like gives you the chills. You're like, ugh. And then she's like, okay, enough for today.
Yeah, but you got to go and brag about it to your friend and be like, I got my dick licked. Like, it wasn't actual fun. It's kind of like
I said I got a blowjob.
Come on, man.
And I said, well. And I was like, you did?
And
like,
I said, well, she licked it. Not all the way. Not to completion.
Yeah. And that way I was like, so it wasn't a blowjob. And then he was like, how many people licked your dick today? All right. That's what I thought.
That's what the fuck I thought. Yeah, like, because it was strange, because you didn't go to, like, put a penis in your mouth. Like, you stuck your tongue out to lick a ice cream cone.
Yeah, you had self-respect. You weren't sticking it in your mouth. You were just licking the side of it like an ice cream cone.
You know, it was interesting. It was a time where a lot of the boys our age were, like, desperate to get their first blowjob, and it was, like, a thing. Like, people were trying to pressure me with my boyfriend
before. We weren't even close.
I was never close.
We weren't even close.
I remember I was pretty excited about to get my first, like, 5 years later.
I just felt like it was this thing, and, like, what base you getting to, and I don't know, like, when CG and I would get to it, I guess my inhibitions went down, and I was like, you know what I'm going to do?
Because I completely didn't
one
ask
lick more. Yeah, I don't know, man. I can't really explain. I can't even explain why I did labia game anymore, and that wasn't even that long ago. I'm
you
like,
just have good instincts, that's all. You just felt right. Let's put a budget together for labia game, guys.
It was a huge fucking budget, too, dude.
It
looked incredible.
It looked really good.
Okay,
it was incredible.
Well, you know, I feel like I experimented with certain things. I licked a dick definitely too young to do it, really. But it was my soon-to-be husband. Well, not very soon to be then.
But you sensed that something.
Years
You felt like
later.
30 years or so that you'd be. Yeah.
I knew we would come back to each other.
No, the thing is, because now we're not, we were chumps. When we were in ninth grade, and she was in ninth grade, she gets to date the older dudes in high school, and we're chumps.
Yeah.
And then once you're 40, the older dude's older than you, and that's not cool.
Not cool.
So, like, now, then I got a chance.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Which I think is fucked up.
Yeah. It's weird. I feel like as a guy, your whole, like, your sexual prowess and the intrigue by others, it's all a war of attrition. You peak somewhere around, like, 21, and then it's like, all right, let's just try to lose it as slowly as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there are, like, peaks and valleys along the way. You get a little bit fat, like, you get a fucked up haircut. But, like, for the most part, you're just like, let's just try to hold on to where I was at 21.
I also think, like, that silly high school mentality, like, that melted very quickly. Like, the, I need to date older dudes. Like, immediately when I was in college, I was dating my age again. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was this weird thing that was ingrained. I don't even know if it was from, like, the parents or our peers, but it was like the girls date
the
older dudes,
the
and
dudes
like
who are,
it like made you cool or something. I don't know.
If they were a year older, they were so much cooler looking than us.
Oh, because of puberty and stuff?
Yeah, dude, just, yeah, that back then, a year can fuck you up.
There's a big difference.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Everyone was developing at their own rate. I would say for me personally, I wasn't that much in my head about getting any because I think I just assumed I wasn't going to. So I was more concerned about, like, how ditched I was going to get by my friends who are getting some. Because if everybody was hanging out, I was like, this is a great night. This is a great night. And then, you know, the night would end and you'd be like, we got no puss. And I'm like, it was a pretty good night. We laughed. And we spent quality time, guys. Yeah. But it's all priorities.
I do remember that, yeah.
Yeah, except you usually would get some.
Then you started getting some.
I'm trying to drag you down with me.
No, but then you started getting some, though.
Yeah, it took a while.
It didn't take that long. Not after we started lifting. It didn't take too long.
Just like 5 years, 5-6 years. Yo.
No, not like to get laid. Like you started, you know, bitches started getting down with the cop.
Yeah. They started picking up my vibe a little.
Yeah.
Can we move on to the first segment?
All right, let's get serious, guys.
Okay. Cool or not cool? Hiring a flash mob for your own funeral. And I put this down because I saw on TikTok a woman's funeral and she had hired a flash mob. Like, and it was so awkward, in my opinion, because the vibes, like, people are sad, they're mourning, and then there was this, like, it felt dissociated. It was this, like, dance mob, and I was like, huh, I don't think I'm, I mean, maybe, like, if I was at a funeral and it happened, I'd be like, well, this is different, you know, it's capturing my attention, but it felt weird. So I'm going to say not cool.
Me or you?
I think you should go.
All right. So it depends on the context. Like, on the surface, I definitely go not cool because it's just weird. I don't want to, like, I don't find flash mobs to be that much fun anyway. But if she didn't like her family and they were really uptight, and she's like, I'll freak these guys out a little bit. Like, and they then were kind cool. of being negligent while she was on her deathbed. And she's like, I get a flash mob. Fuck everybody's world up. That's cool.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah.
It's just, is it cool or not cool? I don't know. Like, it's kind of crazy to be thinking about that when you're, like, you're setting up your death. Like, you're setting up some shit to happen after your death. Like, usually you just get, like, life insurance or whatever. But, this bitch is hiring a flash mob for the funeral. So, I don't know, man.
That's not going to be part of you putting your affairs in order. Like, and I'll make sure that I've got the flash mob paid for in advance. I don't want to be a burden.
Can you imagine if that became custom for funerals? You had to, like, you're like, oh, and then when someone's got to pay for the flash mob.
I'm going to go with not cool. I see no reason for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So only cool in the situation you described, Koppel. Uptight. Family being left behind.
Yeah. I think, like, you know, when we're younger, I always think that if I have an untimely death, that I would hope that my funeral would be nobody wearing anything uncomfortable, but also, like, don't get too fucking comfortable. Show me some respect. Don't show up in shorts, but, like, you don't need to, like, you know, wear a tie or anything. And then also get, you know, have drinks after, have fun. Like, don't make it a bummer would be my thing. And I think that this could have been that lady's version of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. Didn't
but
you?
I
it
go
was,
with, it
was
it could
so
have been
like
passive
people,
aggressive, though.
It was. So people would, like, be having a good time and celebrating her death instead of, like, being down.
If she was old, then I respect it because I think most young people think like I do. And old people, by then, they're not as much fun anymore. And they forget that, like, wouldn't it be great if everyone didn't have a horrible time that day?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry if I just made it dark.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
I've got a cool or not cool. You guys both go to the gym a good bit. I can see. You look fantastic.
Thanks, homie.
Like, really good. men that have inked up legs.
Tats on their legs? No, I don't have it.
It feels like I'm seeing it more and more. Yeah. Like, not, and north of the kneecap, too. Like, a lot of men are really inked up.
My boy at work, He wears shorts all winter. All winter. He's that kind of white guy. You know, white guy weather in the winter, he's wearing shorts. He has a tattoo on his calf. He's a Christian. It's like of like Jesus. It's like a cross. I don't know. It's some shit like that. You can't really see it real well. It is horrible. His calf is like a Christmas ham, bro. It's like so much. That joint cost him $400 on the calf.
What is
it? It's fucking this big. It's as big as a basketball, dog. It's some Jesus something. I stay fucking with him. I'm like, yo, how long did that tattoo take you, Big John?
My brother.
That's a lot of surface area.
He had tats on both of his calves. Oh, really? He had like a Grim Reaper type of one. He had like some other dark.
And Jay had some husky calves too,
dog. Jay had some big boy calves. Yeah, dude. Yes. And everything with him
Big ups to Jay, dude.
You know. Cards, women, and fucking guns. Like, everything was like, kind of dark and badass. And...
Well, I feel
so,
like...
So, I mean, like, his... I gotta say, you know...
I didn't even think about
it. If Big John's listening, I'm sorry, man. But that John's ridiculous. Because that calf is too big. That calf is too fucking big. You don't want to draw no attention to it. Anyway, but as far as, like, you're talking about, like, thighs and shit?
Thighs. I mean, yeah.
There's a dude at the gym who's ripped up now, and they wear short shorts, right?
Shorter shorts are in now, so like you see that, like, dude, your thighs are ripped up.
Once my thighs get ripped up, I started doing this new machine, and I think I'm gonna get the quads, you know, down around the kneecap.
Okay.
I can feel it there so much, right? So I think I'm gonna finally get that. I think I might have to go booty shorts at that point, bro.
Oh my god.
Nice.
I'm gonna like experiment. The kids are doing it.
Give it a try.
I'm gonna see what happens.
You can do it. Yeah.
I think it can be cool if it's done right, the newer version. I mean, sometimes it doesn't necessarily attract me sexually, but artistically, I'm like, that's dope, you know? Some dudes can pull off short shorts and still, to me, be attractive, but sometimes it's a little like, okay, that's a little too short. With that whole thing. But tats on legs, if they're done right, I think it's cool.
I haven't really noticed much besides that John at work, man. I'll be staring at it, you know, when we're ready to clock in, I'll be staring at that John. I say something to him like every morning. I'll be ruining his life. It's not that cool. Like everybody's around when I do it too. Like everyone's lined up to clock in. And then that's when I'm fucking with him.
Then you have a one-sided roast battle with him.
I mean, he's one of those people, like, it's fucking hilarious to crack on, though.
Oh, I'm enjoying it.
Like, those people are important. Because, like the people that can be the butt of the joke, like,
it's
always, and be gracious about it.
Yeah.
And they'll laugh at that shit, too. Like, that person's great.
Yeah.
I feel like... I feel like Kate's my person sometimes to do that with, and she's great. Just because she has so many little quirks that you can fuck with.
It takes confidence to be self-deprecating and to allow people to, like, you know, do that.
He's so fun to fuck with.
Yeah.
But it's like, I do really like, and it kind of like feeds me, the evil side of me, like when everyone is laughing at him, like,
it makes you stronger.
It does. It feels like I'm feeding, you know what I mean? Like, so I don't know what it is, but like, I've felt really strong lately. I felt really like I've had a lot of energy, and I just feel like it's like what would happen if I ate stem cells.
Oh my,
you know what I mean? Like, God. Something like,
okay. All right, so let me deviate real quick. I'm kind of an inside guy. I'm not rich, but I know rich people. And sometimes I find out shit about what's going on in the rich world. So my richest friend was telling me that for his wife's birthday, he got her, like, got them both transfusion type of things. You know that rich people actually do this? I thought this was a myth. They hook themselves up to IVs and shit, and they get like all the nutrients and supplements that they won't give to people like us. And that's why a lot of rich people look really good. Meanwhile, he said
it was total
bullshit. I thought
you were about to say to, like, baby's blood. I was about to,
like,
really get upset.
But you know what? I think it's the stuff I'm too stupid right now, but I think baby's blood is high in the type of nutrients that they put into their body. So I don't think that they're literally stealing baby's blood like Illuminati type of...
I mean, as long as it's a poor baby, I'm okay with it.
Right. No, no rich babies are harmed.
No wealthy babies are harmed in the process.
Yeah, they're not taking babies from like
minor... It's poverty babies.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm not being serious, obviously. I think harming any babies is questionable.
Yeah. Unless like it'll make you...
Thanks for your strong stance.
Like, unless it'll make you really young and vibrant. There's never like,
if it's gonna really be refreshing and renewing,
yeah.
You know, then
let me see what your skin looks like after and I'll tell you if it was worth it. But it's like probably
morally okay or not.
Yeah.
Because you have to weigh out you have to weigh it out.
Yeah.
You know, the results might tip the scales.
Absolutely. Like, does your hair feel different and youthful? Because otherwise, it's like, dude, that was a baby. But like,
and otherwise, it's like, yo, that fucking worked, dog.
Right.
Like, whose idea was that?
It's like, you look like 15 years younger. This is incredible.
Your eyes are blue as fuck right now.
We're going
to
move on.
No, no, we're not going to. Sorry. Shorts. All right, leg tattoos. The reason I thought of this is today at the gym, I had a situation at Planet Fitness. Some motherfucker was walking around. He had the Bluetooth going. He's talking on his phone real loud. It's just annoying. I'm on the elliptical. And then, of course, I forgot about him for a second. Then he's behind me on the treadmill talking real loud. And I gave the, like, look around, like, the what the fuck face. And then I looked forward to the desk and I gave them the hands up, like, what's happening here type of look. And to their credit, the young lady working there immediately walked over and talked to the guy. I was like,
the Husky what? John? There's a big Husky John at the desk there.
It is. And you know what? I love her.
She's great.
She's great.
She says bye to me every time.
So
I'm like, bye. And she's nice as shit about it. So, yeah.
You go there to the Planet Fitness and... Flower Town.
I get a little tan on once in a while down there.
I didn't even know they have tanner beds. All right. So she went and talked to the guy, and I'm just back in my world, you know, jamming, doing my elliptical. Then she comes back, and she looks like she just had a really disturbing conversation. She's like, I'm so sorry, and don't even worry about it. I'm like, worry about what? Are you okay? Next thing I know, the guy was in my face yelling at me. Apparently, he had been yelling at her about me this entire time, because I guess he saw that I gave the, like, what's going on here look that summoned her. So he's in my face, and he's like, yo, maybe next time you say to my face if you have a problem. If you have a problem, I don't understand why you wouldn't just talk to me. And I was like, what? Meanwhile, I'm like looking for my phone to turn my shit off. I'm like, what? What's going to do? Oh, just look at your phone then. I'm like, no, what are you saying? And he started to say his thing. I was like, dude, I don't want to talk to you. He's like, you got a problem? I'm like, what are you talking about? And then he said, you know, you ruined my whole day. And I'm sorry, I laughed so hard at this guy, which really pissed him off. But, like, can you think of a more immature thing to say to somebody that, like, didn't even talk to you? You ruined my whole day! And I was like, oh, I'm sorry about that.
Are you, like, nervous to go back and see him?
Dude, I thought he was going to be waiting for me.
Do we got to go gang on him?
Oh, my God.
Let's call Cat and Benny.
Oh, stop.
Let's walk up 4D and be like, yo, leg tattoos. What's the deal? Oh, what's the fucking deal, leg tattoos?
I didn't leave for like 45 more minutes. And
Bring Big John with his fucking calf tattoo.
Yo,
dude, he's a husky bull too.
Yeah. Oh, and we got a tat off on the legs.
Yo,
it'd be beautiful.
Yo.
He was there waiting
and
for
me. And
he
got Jesus on his side.
Fuck it, I'll roll up.
All right, let's do it. The craziest thing was he apologized. This dude apologized when he started after. He apologized. And then he was like, I still don't know why you didn't say it straight to me. And I was like, dude, I don't know the rules. Like, if this, like, the lady that worked here said, listen, people are just allowed to talk on the phone, I'd be like, well, that sucks for me. But clearly, like, they decided the rules are, I was like, dude, I don't work here, man. Like, but he was like, all right, what's your name? You're a good guy. I was like, what is going on? But, like, it ended with us being friends.
Okay.
That's a great story.
Wow, that's...
Well, that moved me, by the way, your words are saying that,
but the vibe is not that.
No, but it was like... It was definitely...
it's intense. It's like a confrontation.
You took me on a roller coaster ride. And then, like...
Yeah. Siege was ready to roll up. Is that how you say it?
Yeah. That's definitely how you say it.
If you're fucking...
Yeah, if you're raised or we're raised. We're like, do you want to roll up and have a conversation?
Are we going to rumble?
And I'm like, yeah, we're going to throw down in fisticuffs for sure. Yeah, but it was...
I'm fitting to muff this dude up.
I'm a very unconfrontational person. And I was like, afterwards, I had a long time to think about, like, was it wrong to laugh in his face?
Like, no, that was instinctual.
It was nothing I could do. Like,
he said you were his whole day.
He's similar age to me. This dude was like 40. He's like, he's fucking mad dogging me. He was furious. He's like, you ruined my day. And I was like, what?
So hold up. Is this dude Diesel?
No, he wasn't Diesel, which is, I probably would have laughed.
I was picturing a cock Diesel dude doing this, like a Roy dude.
He was showing off his legs. He was like, he had long sleeves on, and then like the short shorts.
Dude, the sweatshirt guys with short shorts, they'll be in a full hoodie sweatshirt, and then have like these little bikini briefs.
He was lean, and maybe because he's a cyclist or something. Maybe he wanted to show off his stems, and I get it. They were nice.
Show off his stems? Is that what the fucker said?
I don't know. In Clueless, they go, nice stems. But, yeah, I was not that scared. But then I was also afterwards kind of scared because I was like, someone that gets in somebody's face while they're on elliptical... And basically calls them a pussy for, like, not getting, like, saying it to their face. Like, he could be crazy. He could come out with a weapon or something. Oh, after I laughed at him.
I definitely thought he must have been Diesel if he's getting in your face like that. That means he can fight and will fight. Like,
I have no idea how Diesel to fight. Like, so if he knows how to fight, I'd be in trouble. Because I'm like... strong for like a 165-pound man.
You're strong, like, and you're very athletic, so I don't think it would be a problem. I think the instinct would just kick in.
If somebody said, oh, that dude's gonna come fight
and
you,
like, you watch a lot of action movies, dog.
I do.
You watch a lot of action.
I've seen Roadhouse at least 15 times.
That's what I'm fucking saying, dog. Like, you know the moves that are out there.
You could pull out his throat with your hand.
Well, that's now you gave it away. But yeah, that's what I'm
saying. But like, yeah, dude, you are an action movie, like an 80s action movie
connoisseur.
Bravado connoisseur.
Yeah. Bravado, you know what I said? I would have been like, you know what? Before you take this any further, have you seen the movie Bloodsport?
Because like,
20 times? Because I have.
I have. And I really know a lot of those moves in my head that a lot of those dudes did.
I can even do a decent Van Damme impression immediately after watching the movie. Not out of nowhere, but like right after I do. Yeah.
He's like, what? The Van Damme
impression. I did shortly after laughing at this guy. I told him to fuck off. And then he got so much anger. He's like, no, I just don't understand. I was like, can you fuck off? And that's when I was like, oh, he might meet me in the parking lot.
So now you ain't really scared of having dirt like where you work out. Like, I want no beef where I work out. I want no bad vibes.
I want no bad vibes either. But like, when somebody's in your face... because they're embarrassed that they were talking on the phone too loud and got kicked out. How long are you going to listen to someone before you're like, dude, fuck you?
Did he get kicked out?
He literally got kicked out.
Kicked out of the place?
He got kicked out of the place. And he was like, I'm never coming here again. You ruined my day. And I was like, okay, dude, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you suck, dog. I'm kind of glad that you got kicked out of here.
I'm sensitive to, like, the last thing I want to do is ruin somebody's day.
No, what I'm saying is I just don't like to have any bad vibes where I'm going. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want there to, I have an enemy at like a place I have to go to every day or something like that.
You know what I'm lucky, really lucky about is I'm terrible with faces. I'm going to go to the gym and I'll see him there and just like won't even, and he'll be like, yo, this dude's stone cold. It's like just recognize him. Like, it won't even register.
This dude is badass. I should have never fucked with this dude. This dude is a bad motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
Cold as ice.
That's probably a little bit different, for sure. All right, Kate, let's talk about the current events.
Dude, I can't believe that happened. I kind of want to go fuck that guy up.
No.
No, they're friends now.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you run into... I could run into him at the wrong time. All right. It's a little out of left field. So one time I went to Amsterdam with some college friends. I was studying abroad, and then we visited Amsterdam. And when you're in Amsterdam, you smoke a lot of weed, of course. And then...
Or back then, when there wasn't just weed everywhere and you had weed cards in your pocket.
Thank you. Yes.
But yeah.
Yeah. So that would be like a big reason why to go. And I went, and of course I did that. And then sometime in the middle of all the, you know, that debauchery, you go like, well, we have to go to the Anne Frank house, especially if you're Jewish. And then you go to the Anne Frank house and you just like look at everything and listen solemnly, you know, while you learn about Anne Frank. You have to do it, but it's like a real buzzkill. Then.
What do you mean you have to do it?
Because if you're Jewish, not do it? Yeah.
I mean, is there like people handing out flyers for it on the street? Like, why do you even know it's there?
It's a known thing. It's Anne Frank. She was, that's where she like hid in the attic. The Netherlands.
It was the place that she hid in the attic?
Yeah.
Fuck that. I ain't going there high.
Some sad shit, dude. Yeah. Oh, wow. So we did that and then.
Or eating shrooms and going there. No, dude, I get in my head, man.
I guess because they know they need to like nurse people back, it empties out into this deli with incredible bagels. And I have been studying abroad in Europe. I hadn't had a decent bagel in months. And I'm in heaven.
Wait, do they not do bagels in Europe?
Not good ones. Mm. Yeah.
So where did bagels originate?
New York.
Oh, America invented bagels? Yeah. Fucking sweet, yeah, dog. Bro. Uh-huh. That's what the fuck I'm talking about, dude. American I love Jews. This country.
Uh-huh.
I love this fucking country.
So I'm, like, so happy and relieved and, of course, like, stoned as hell. And then who walks through the door but my... high school girlfriend's friend. Like someone you forgot existed. Like, you know, I forgot about her years ago. And I'm like, fuck, I gotta talk to somebody now. And she like comes over and she's making, I got nothing
and
to
like,
say.
And like, so hold on. So like you're mad depressed and your high is wearing off?
No, I'm not depressed, but I'm like, I don't have anything to say to her. So she's just coming over and she's just forcing conversation.
Things are so awkward on me.
So awkward. She's even tickling my arm while she's talking to me. She's probably just trying to extract words from me because I'm like, ah.
She was tickling your arm?
Yeah, she kind of was.
Weird.
It felt good, though.
You're a fucking man, dog.
So... So I'm like, yeah.
A bitch is coming up tickling your arms you ain't seen in 5 years.
I've been studying in Madrid, and she's like, ah, I was in Florence. Finally, I have something to say. I'm like, oh, yeah? One of my good buddies studies abroad in Florence. His name's Sid Perkins. Do you know him? She goes, oh, yeah, I know Sid. My friend hooks up with Sid. The girl sitting next to me was Sid's girlfriend of 2 years. And I was just like, oh. And... like, she immediately got up.
That's awful.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, God damn it. And I was like,
horrible, dude. Bad things happen around Anne Frank's house, bro.
Yeah. It's the worst thing that ever happened around there.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm saying just, like, if there's a place where a lot of bad things happen, like, you know, places in this world that are kind of little black holes or something like that, maybe that area is.
So,
that's some dark-ass shit,
so
bro.
So I was like, dude, that was his girlfriend, like, 2 years. And she's like, I can fix it. I'm going to talk to her. I'll tell her that I thought you said Tim Durkas. I was like, don't.
Oh, this bitch had solutions. Oh, my God.
I was like, don't do it.
I love how smart college bitches are. It's great. I can fix this. Relax.
No, not Sid. Tim. Yeah. And got
Tim Durkas.
It split up half the party, but so it turned into a fun thing. I had, like, my boy, and I was like, didn't you say you wanted to eat shrooms? Like, let's have a day. So it ended up being, like, a really fun day, but...
So it was a fun shrooms day.
It was a fun shrooms day.
Because I feel like I might, if I ate shrooms in Amsterdam, I might bug out.
Why? It's a playground. They expect you to be shrooming. It's not like you broke the rules.
That might make me bug out.
Oh.
Like...
He's like, these people are out of control.
People are so fucked up. Where's the law? What is happening here? I'm just allowed to be like this? Yeah, dude. I'd have to be real careful now, motherfucker.
All right. Kate, you prompted me for the Anne Frank story, and you're like, I'm sitting this one out.
I'm not feeling, perky, so don't take it personal. That's and you fine. Too, you bounce back and forth great, so.
My man.
Yeah.
So, and plus you guys make fun of the topics I pick. You're like, oh, that's such a downer, but.
She's like, topic number 3, the Hindenburg.
Don't depress us. Let's talk about Anne Frank.
So, the Pentagon shot down a UFO. That doesn't mean it was aliens, an unidentified object over Alaska. And people are just spotting stuff, that Chinese spy balloon, all that stuff. So I just wanted to get your guys' opinions. Aliens, are we on the brink of war with other countries, both? What do you guys think? I definitely think aliens are here.
I also think they should make me a person to make friends with the aliens. Because I make friends with, like, all sorts of different weird people and weird, like, different races and stuff. And so I think I'd be great at, like, making friends with different just creatures.
I feel like you,
You know?
Yeah.
So I want to go and I want to be one of the ones to make friends with them and be like, can you show us some of your stuff? And then I'll show you some of my stuff. Like, I'll show you, like, maybe my wife's titties, like, if she'll let me.
That's very aliens,
you gotta be nice. You know what I mean?
You gotta be nice.
You gotta be. You gotta be hospitable.
I know you've never seen a human being before. Do you want to like see their body exposed, like under the? You want me to take material?
I was like, my wife actually has some pretty good titties. If you guys want to come down to my to our townhouse,
that's like no.
I'm like, baby, you're not gonna love this, but I got some friends over.
By the way, you would be sent by, like, the American delegation to, like, talk to these aliens and probably be murdered. And as they're taking you away, like, oh, you can see my eyes, titties!
Because definitely, I would volunteer because I know it's a dangerous mission, but I'm confident in my friend-making ability. I can make friends with babies. I can make friends with, like,
dogs,
decrepit old people, animals I don't fuck with at all.
Oh.
They fuck with him.
They like me, but like I don't want to get their fur on me and shit. You know what I mean?
Do you think the aliens would be like, in our studies of human beings, they were not this large? And this, like, you think they did their work before coming to see us and then we send
and
you
they, and they
like,
smile
Jesus.
Much less. I went to deliver a package the other day to this office and this lady comes out and she's like, hey, smiling, are we? And
what a
bitch. I was embarrassed because I was like, am I smiling? Like, am I looking like stupid smiling? And then because people say that shit to me at work too. They're like, what's this guy know that everybody doesn't know? That's what this one lady says. He's always smiling. This fucking guy over here. I
feel
get
like
fucked
you're
with
working
for
like a 50s detective novel. Hey, what are you smiling about over here? What do you know?
It's a weird little blue collar niche.
That
of
never
people,
smiles.
Of people. No, no, no. That you know where I work, basically. So it's like a very strange dynamic there. But like, you know, when that lady said that, she's like, what are we on drugs or something? That's the next thing this lady says in like a nice office building. I think it was like a lawyer's office or a doctor's office. Like,
I walked into a pizza shop in my neighborhood a couple years ago, and there's this guy in there that I never like had seen, but. I looked at him, I gave him a smile. He said, what the fuck are you smiling at?
Yeah?
Yeah. And I was like, well, nothing.
Some people find it, like, offensive, but, like, I'm trying to, like...
I don't know. He was a black dude. I don't know. He was, like, an older black guy. I don't know if there was a racial component. He didn't want some white smile.
Oh,
God. The fuck are you smiling at? And I was like, damn, he's so cool.
Like, this dude is badass. Like, I wish he thought I was cool. I hate when that happens.
I know.
I hate when somebody's just so much cooler than me and more badass, and then I'm like, wow, I really look gay in that situation.
That's what I was afraid
of. That's hard to take.
I just shrugged. Oh, like, you win this one.
I feel like people yell at you a lot, Koppel.
No. People hate me.
I didn't... people fucking love you. No, that's the thing that I think is weird, though. Like, everyone who knows you fucking loves you. And then, so, like, why do strangers fuck with you? Like,
I don't know. This planet...
Because strangers don't really fuck with me.
The planet... Well, you're huge. So the Planet Fitness lady, like, on the way out, I was worried about her because she seemed really upset. I was like, are you okay? And she was doing the same thing to me. And I was like, do I seem fragile? Because you're a young lady who looked like you were near tears. Obviously didn't say that, but, like, she's like, no, are you okay? I was like, he must have said some bad things about me. And she was like, yeah, you didn't hear any of it. I was like, all right, well, it's fine then.
That girl, yeah, that girl's chill.
Yeah, she's cool. Yeah. If you're listening, you're all right. All right.
Little big boned, but you're great.
God damn it, Siege.
So, if aliens are here, you're being sent.
Oh, aliens. Yeah,
I'm down with
We're
that.
We're sending Siege.
So what was the question?
Well, I was just saying how the Pentagon shot something down that they didn't know in Alaska.
No, and you do show me TikToks all the time where people are like, what the fuck is this? And they're starting to get more stuff on. And then I'm watching, like, National Geographic, and they're starting to say, like people are, they're bringing it mainstream. Like, at least, let's not say what the things are, but let's not deny we're seeing shit, and let's figure out what it is.
Do you remember during the pandemic, the Navy and Air Force, like, oh yeah, there's been all kinds of unidentified. They basically casually told us, like, dude, aliens are a real thing. And the country was so into ripping itself apart at that time. We were like, no, we'll talk about that later. We got some scores to settle over here.
COVID was surging and all that. So it was like a blip on the news. And I'm like, no, that's a big deal.
Yeah, it's like, can we rewind a little bit and talk about these aliens?
You know what I'm worried about? That, like, it's not going to be that interesting when it happens. Like, it'll just be like meeting someone from a different country. And then they have like diplomatic talks that we watch on the news and shit like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
and we'll be like, oh, you say aluminium. Cool.
That's way better than like...
Like, you don't really have any advances you want to give us. Humans
getting splattered with, like... I mean, they've been here, so if they've already been
here... No, what I want to happen is I want the technology. I want them to, like, enlighten me. Like, as if, like, God came or something. Well, right? Like, they know so much more than we do, and they can, like, put their finger to my head. Like an E.T. finger, right. Like a gross-ass looking lit-up finger, and they put it to my head, and then I'm, like, kind of enlightened after that. I want that to happen. Like,
Why would they cure the retarded
pieces in my DNA, and then I'm like, oh, my God, this is what it feels like to
be cured. My energy levels come back.
Your energy levels get cured?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I want to happen.
Stop putting such high hopes.
And then the opposite is they just start splattering our fucking brains all over the place.
But why?
And then the middle ground is like, it sucks. It's like meeting the Russian ambassador, and now we have to, like, deal with the Russian ambassador now. Like, and they're just like, let's establish some ground rules. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I fear.
Do you think that we would coexist with them?
Yeah, I feel they're just going to come here and be like, listen, we need some of your dirt and carbon, and in exchange, we'll give you some of our this. And then you're like, this fucking sucks. Like, you're just fucking like people. Like, oh, the people came in spaceships. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm worried about. I worry about when they come, it sucks.
Jeez.
I want it to be awesome, but I'm starting to worry, like, awesome things don't just really happen to this Earth.
Well, they do, but it's like...
They do, but not from outside of the Earth. Well, it's awesome that we live in a Goldilocks planet where it's like, you know, we've got the water and perfect temperature and shit, but like... Other beings aren't coming and hooking us up. I think that they've been here, and I think that they probably said, like, wow, we are far more advanced than them. They're too violent. They're too stupid. Let's not really, like...
Like, dude, look at these fucking dimwits.
Yeah.
They're going to kill each other off anyway, then we'll
gorillas.
Come.
Yeah, I think that they just, like, decide, like, I would like we'll to fuck with them in, like, a few hundred years.
I would like
something.
To think, though, like, if they came to our podcast, they'd at least be like, you know, they are attractive dimwits.
Yeah.
You know, like, I want to think that they'd... I don't think they have a sense of humor gene. I think that their gene is retarded for humor. Mm. For some reason, that's what I feel. In every movie, there's not...
I think this podcast is pretty highly rated amongst aliens. Yeah. Yeah, so like I'm gonna be careful right about
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you
but...
should really watch yourself, Siege. We have oh, a you high think alien.
Like, oh wow!
Audience.
So you think like for you know on Earth it's not a good podcast.
On Earth it's trash.
And like it, that's maybe not in, like, nice. Another planet, like we're the shit. We just don't yeah. know.
I like.
Oh,
I
mean, dope.
Yeah, if they came and they're. Invasion of privacy. And I'd be like, yes!
You're like, awesome. I'm a, you're like, I'm a guest on that. Every podcast. Do you know me? Have you heard any of the podcasts I was a guest on? Because it's every podcast.
I'm the one that tells stories that makes the conversation come to a screeching halt. Have you heard any of this?
Okay. That'd be great, man, if we had a listenership somewhere.
Yeah.
So
anywhere.
No, that's not fair because we do have people who listen. So don't do that. And
no,
we're
fuck
grateful.
Right. We definitely do.
For the
do.
People who listen yeah. and comment. Yeah.
For sure.
Because you built it. You built it, Kate. It wasn't us, but we're honored to be here.
Burning it down.
We're no. honored to be here and slowly tear it apart.
No, yeah. you guys helped me save it. Yeah. I was burning out. I'm still trying to get just all my motivation back to hit the stage again and all
you'll
that.
Get
but that. Yeah.
No, we got when the I'm light. 80. Are the lights making you guys hot?
No.
Are they like generating heat?
We're okay. But look, last topic.
Whoa.
Oh, do you have a topic?
No, I just thought you were coming in hot there.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's
definitely.
Well, I mean, it's like definitely. You're hot, but like you can like hang on for another 10. Mm.
I wasn't saying like I need to retire.
Oh,
like,
okay.
You know, I was just saying like, are these lights we put on the
you're
spotlight,
way closer.
Jones? Oh, okay.
So, okay, last topic. Eagles went to the Super Bowl, and we lost the Super Bowl. But it wasn't, I don't think it was fully fair. I think that ref that made that call was wrong at the end. And, you know, it just really is a bummer. But that's all. I'm glad we made it. We got to all watch the games leading up and the Super Bowl together.
We watched the games and they were all blowouts and it was fun as hell. And the Super Bowl was a blast. It sucked the way it ended, but it was a great game. And I got to say, the week leading up to the Super Bowl, I think was the happiest week in the history of Philadelphia.
Aww, yeah.
I work in the city, and yeah, motherfuckers can be pretty miserable. Everybody was walking around, like, whistling.
Yeah, the day before, there's only, like, 6 shootings. City of brotherly love.
Case
people were chill. People were chill. They chilled the fuck out, man, that week. I like it.
Yeah, the, like,
yeah.
young bucks are walking around.
No, they were. They're nice. And then I pretend, like, I don't give a shit at all. And then I pretend that I do because I want to be a part of the fun. And the good vibes.
So what are you at your core? Do you care or not? You don't care.
No.
I cared.
I care.
No, I bought an Eagles
this
shirt.
This is the deal.
And he said it was the most budget, dorky Eagles shirt ever,
I just,
but it was so
cute. Oh, you
cute.
Got that shit.
It
was,
said love, L-O-V-E, and the O was an eagle.
Wasn't it literally $4?
You know, it wasn't, actually. And you're blowing up my spot for no reason.
I'm
and
sorry,
it
baby.
Was a discount. It was affordable. But it was cute.
It was pretty
and
affordable.
It was more than
$4. I'm not going to say the price for $4.
It was more than $4.
I'm not going to agree to that.
That's so rude. But
the reason I don't care is because, like, all right, I'm from around Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. There's not a single person on that team from Philadelphia. So, like,
that's
how
why
do
you
I
care?
Get... Like you just... There's a dude from Toronto and Alabama, and, like, they come here for a year, and you pay them, and they leave, like...
My
it changes. It changes every. It's not like I'm white watching the high school football game where I went to high school. So that's why I think it's so weird when people are so fiercely loyal to this ever changing thing where it's like people from all over the globe.
You're a little bit too enlightened for sports.
That's why we sent
like,
them to the aliens.
Right now, you sound like the voice in my head when I try to watch sports and I'm high. Because I'm like, because I love sports and I care and I like. screamed at the TV when the Sixers lost on that last second three last night. And like the Eagles, I'm living in.
Benny was there.
Yeah, I know.
Benny and Vinny was there. Yeah. And apparently Vinny screamed to some Celtics fans next to them, in your fucking face, when Embiid sunk the full court shot or whatever. And then it didn't count.
Yeah.
And then it didn't count, dude. I loved it. Benny told me that this morning. Yeah.
That's really, by the way, to somebody from Boston, that's his, oh yeah, in your face, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, in your fucking face.
No, they said.
Think it better than me.
They were talking
shit. Better?
They said they were talking shit the
I'm
whole
sure
time.
They
the Celtics
were.
Fans. And Vinny didn't say a word to them the whole night. Benny didn't even know they were bothering him. And then finally, when he hit that shot, Vince yells over. He's like, in your fucking face. And then, doesn't count.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I love that
so
story.
The Celtics were up 110 to 107 on like a shot that Tatum sunk. Because why cover their best player with this 1 second left? On a shot that he sunk with 1.2 seconds left, then Embiid heaves a full court shot that he made.
Full court.
It had to be 75 feet.
Oh my God.
And then like they slowed down, look at it. Like, it was still on his fingertips. So yeah.
When the buzzer went, it was still on his fingertips. Yeah, oh, shit. So yeah, because I didn't see it. I'm just hearing the story.
Right.
But,
It was incredible. But, yeah, I care a lot. And then I smoke some weed and, like, I try to put on sports. And all I'm thinking is, like, what? Why do I care? Why did I ever care? What does this say about
like,
me?
I'm like, all right, this is Philadelphia. We're all from Philadelphia. So we get behind the Philadelphia sports team. But, like, isn't it B from Africa?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
but it's our team,
our quarterback.
Yeah,
don't
deconstruct it. Okay?
My bad. No, it is awesome. Listen, yeah. I love watching the best athletes in the world play fucking sport.
Mm-hmm.
I love that part.
Hurts is actually a very good looking person, and
that's
what the fuck.
That's rare. Whereas the other person's quarterback, Rihanna was all backing, and it's like, ours
is pretty
cool
looking too.
He's cool looking, but like ours is like, I feel way more of a model.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that was
hurtful.
They both definitely get it from high caliber whoever's.
I was annoyed during the game that Meg, every time they showed Travis Kelce, she like sat up a little bit straighter. There was even a point where he was arguing a call from the bench. And my wife was like, started shit talking Travis Kelce. He's like, "Yeah, just because you're hot, you're not gonna get every call." And I'm like, "Take it easy."
Dude, I actually would not call that in a minute that she would like a huge country boy.
Yeah, like a milk fed fucking yeah.
Wait,
country
and like, but like mean too. Like he's a mean motherfucker too. Yeah. I think.
Who was the dude that they said would be your boyfriend if you were gay?
Greg Olson.
Yes.
We were at the fucking Super Bowl party, and I was like, "Who the fuck is this dude?" I forget. I was asking some questions, and we were talking about Greg Olsen, and he's blonde. He's kind of like a huge ass Ken doll.
Yeah, he was a big tight end for the Panthers. And
yeah,
he's commentating.
He's got to be 270
yeah.
of muscle, and like a Ken doll, blonde hair,
kind of into it.
Tan. And then they're like, "Yeah, dude, that would be fucking Siege's boyfriend if he was gay." Oh my God, it killed me. Because it's totally true.
It was so
because
random.
That was why it was such a good joke, because it's totally true.
You know, we'll end on this. Siege.
Did you like Rihanna? Oh,
sorry. I did like her. She was pregnant, so she couldn't break it down like she normally does. You know what I mean? Like, 'cause she can dance, so she had to take it a little easy. Which was like a little bit of a bummer, because I expected her to have the full thing, but... She's always good.
Considering your allegiance to Britney, I'm a little bit surprised that you're into Rihanna.
They did an incredible performance together one time. That's one of the best performances out there of S&M. Rihanna's song, and Britney did a cameo with it, and it was incredible.
Because you
goddesses.
Remember Britney had the VMA thing where it was when she was kind of falling apart. And she was dancing, her dancing wasn't great, whatever. And Rihanna laughed harder than anybody. And I remember this before I knew Rihanna. So I had it in my head. I was like, damn, this Rihanna is a bitch.
Oh.
Like, it was like so harsh. She was having way too much fun with like Britney kind of spiraling.
A lot of people like took.
I want to see what you're talking about because I haven't seen the like footage or whatever. I'd like to see.
I wonder if the performance they did together, I think, was after that. So maybe she felt bad because it was highlighted on TV, mm-hmm. you know, and. Because, you know, you can always reflect and be like, yeah, why was I laughing
But some people laugh, like, the hardest at, like, clowning somebody else. Some people, for some reason, some people are the most entertained when somebody else is looking bad. And so, like, and they can't help it. And they can't help it.
If we were all out somewhere and we witnessed, like, someone doing a sloppy performance, like, and we were in a certain mood, we might
be like, who knows?
Competitor or something. So I remember one time in middle school, they had the physical fitness test and they would run the mile. And the national and the presidential studies class that we were in together, or it could have been study hall, but it was, like, right where there's, like, the final ending sprint. And you see people going, and there was one guy who, like, Siege started laughing at so hard because I think he thought he was fucking around, but he had, like, a physical disability. And you just thought that he was the funniest guy in the world. And you're not an evil person. Like, I'm a dick for even bringing this up.
No, I love that you brought it up.
Bring it up at the wedding.
Listen.
You laughing that hard made me laugh too hard to even clarify. I was like, no, you gotta.
Oh my god. That's awful.
I like vaguely remember this. Now, listen, if you're a kid and you don't know someone has a disability, and that person with a disability is running as fast as they can. Bro, that is some funny ass shit. That's all I'm saying. Look, I didn't know nothing about that. I'm just saying it is a funny thing to see if you don't know.
Yes.
Oi.
Because he didn't know.
I didn't know. And then once I found out.
It was like a little less funny. No, Siege would never laugh at somebody's disability like.
Right.
No, never.
In fact,
I am actually nice. I probably sound like such a cock on the podcast, but I am actually a really nice person.
I feel like you try to.
I'm nice to everybody.
It's
how we do things.
I feel like you're the type of person that would like, I'm not saying this to fuck with you, that would shed a tear at the Special Olympics. Like you're all heart, man. Like just like rooting for people and just like you're not a twisted soul. Like, huh.
Maybe I would, now you say that. If I put myself in the stadium at the Special Olympics, which I can't really picture, I might cry.
Dude, I get choked up during a Special Olympics commercial. Like, I'm just like...
I mean, that's definitely... Special. It's a definitely emotionally charged event.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure the commercials are trying to do that, too.
To get us to, like, donate. I'm not trying to be cold. Like, yeah, they need people to donate.
Yeah.
It's a worthy cause. So, that's my final thought is that, I think you guys should all donate.
Real quick, a number. How much money do you have to make a year before you start donating to causes? Because, mine's pretty high. Like, mine's, like, 500 grand.
Oh, my God.
I need to have, like, everything. Oh, listen, I feel like taking care of yourself is really important. And so I need to have like everything I possibly could need. And then I start donating. Do you donate already?
Yeah, of course I donate.
You're such a good person.
I got things that that I care about. I think that like, oh, were you touched by this? It's like, I watched a piece on 60 Minutes about something that made me think of that. Like, sometimes something just grabs you because you learn about
bro, you somewhere. Can't get high and watch 60 Minutes, man. That's fucking up your life. It's fucking up your funds right now, bro.
It's true.
No, I'm just kidding. But like, no, I get emotional. If somebody shows me some shit, I'll probably pay them.
Yeah.
Like, but I don't look at it on purpose.
Mm.
Like I even turn off those commercials with Sarah McLachlan singing and the dogs, the hurt dogs.
Mm.
I turn that shit off.
Yeah,
I can't look at it.
Yeah, sad.
It is sad.
I love animals. I wish I could adopt some cats.
Well, like, whose job is it? Like, can I apply for the job of, like, the guy who goes and gets the footage of, like, the sad animals?
Oh, that
like, how hard is it to
job.
Get the...
Sounds like a rough job.
You're like, listen.
You're like, listen,
you gotta go out there.
Give me a job where I can meet aliens or, like, record sad animals. I'm just open to other things.
But, like, is there one dude who gets all that footage?
No.
Because there's, like, 10 really sorry animals in the, you know, in the footage. Like, did the same guy have to go and find, like...
I think there's a lot of footage being taken all around the country of all kinds of things right now.
Gotcha.
Pamela Anderson did a lot for animals. Do you guys watch the Pam doc yet?
I watched some of it, but I knew that from before. I was a pretty strict vegetarian for a while there, and Pam Anderson was one of our, you know, like she was one of the celebrities that was always fighting for it and standing for PETA.
She was vegetarian?
She is still. Mm-hmm. She might even be vegan. She's a big animal rights person. I really appreciate her for that.
You can have, like, crazy titties and an ass and not eat meat?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't
that
think
just changed my whole mind.
Those aren't those
shit.
Titties.
Yeah, those aren't real boobs, though. You know that. Yeah.
But, like, how big were they before she got to Jones?
I don't think that they were
it's
small.
Pretty sizable. That's what I'm saying. Like you can't make them just, like, cannons. Like, you had nothing,
I think
and then they're fucking
have
cannons.
Big boobs
I
mean,
think
and
she
they look right.
I think her boob job, like, they would look a lot better now. Like, this that was, like, early. You know, they've done better work. You know, the past
better work than that
30 years. Well, I'm just saying
fucking pretty good work.
Well, I remember I was a big appreciator at the time, but I'm saying they don't look exactly like natural.
Now they know how to make them more natural.
Baywatch is the shit, man. I don't give a fuck. I don't care what anybody says. Baywatch was the shit.
I love
what Baywatch. Do you think about David Hasselhoff?
He's awesome.
I just feel like, no, I always
when he drunkenly ate that cheeseburger off the bathroom floor. You don't remember that?
Uh-uh. What?
God damn it.
That was a Baywatch episode?
No, that was a Christmas
episode. I thought that was like an episode.
You mean like the video that
episode
yeah.
where he hits rock bottom and he thinks about quitting the lifeguard force.
No, that was like real life. He's like, and he's dropped. He's like, oh, damn it. He's eating the cheese. I think it's like kid to try to shame him to get out of it. It's like, I know what I'll do. I'll put this on the internet. Ruin your life.
You know what's funny is, though, like, I know that I've been that before. Like, I know that I've been picking my cheeseburger up off the floor before. I'm sure, and I've been like, oh, damn it. I didn't want to drop it, and it's so delicious right now. I'm not wasting it.
Ew.
And so, like...
Dude, I ate a slider last night that if it fell into the toilet, I think I would have continued to eat. Dude, it was so good. Dude, cheeseburgers are bad. You're not a big meat eater. You take it for granted.
Yeah. Cheeseburgers are
real
no
good.
Joke, dude.
No, they're good. Because I eat meat again.
And so, no, David Hasselhoff, I always felt like he was, like, the dirty behind-the-scenes person recruiting the young girls to, like, be on the show. Like, that's what he always struck me as, because, like, he wasn't even in shape. How are you going to be on a, like, lifeguard show and, like, you're, like...
I kind of
in shape.
I resent his genius. He was like, what if we got a show where we're all, like, lifeguards and it's all kinds of, like, super hot people and me and we just save people and we're hot. And it's, like, number one show in the world for 7 years.
Wow.
And they're like, wait, you know, like... After season four, they're like, listen, David, we were thinking, like, maybe you start lifting weights. He was like, fuck that. He was like, this is natural. This is God-given.
Well,
like, this is what the world wants to see.
I thought he looked okay back then.
Not some chiseled little punk. Like,
because
like that's
they
how
have
talks.
Some 47-year-olds working on these lifeguard stands too, you know.
Like he had, what do you call that? The breakfast sausage when you have the curly little chest hairs or whatever.
I don't
what
know.
What do you call that? The sausages? I forget. There's a name for it or something. But he definitely had like, dude, David, we were thinking maybe we could, you know, wax you or, you know, maybe you start working out.
He looks good for his age. Kate just showed us a picture.
All right, that's the best he's ever looked. That picture right there is the best he's ever looked. Because he actually looks in shape right there.
He does.
Yeah, he wasn't terrible.
But like...
I liked it when he got into worse, he couldn't keep it up for as long. Later on, they're like, well, maybe I'll also do Baywatch Nights where I get to keep my shirt on.
Dude, they're showing ones where he had... These are pictures with, like, he has a six-pack? I don't remember this.
No, everybody, it was like Roman gods and goddesses. So I think if you show him alone, you're like, oh, he looks all right.
Oh, but so like I look like a piece of shit next to them people too, because it's like 20-year-old best looking people in the world.
Here's another one of the Hoff.
All right, that's a post picture. Get
But I like how he's doing the. I like how he's doing the sucking the gut, John. Mm-hmm.
That's what I do. By the way, sometimes when I try to look more fuckable for my wife, I'll be like brushing my teeth, you know, with my shirt off before bed. And I'm like sucking and I'm flexing and like actually convincing myself that my wife of 14 years is like, oh, look at him. Like, she's definitely not.
I'm not finding too many like shirt. Anyway, let's wrap up the podcast.
All right, then.
So, Koppel, where can people find you?
At your wedding. Woo-hoo! Next month. Very excited.
I can't wait.
That's it. That's the only place.
So why are you talking to Copeland looking at me all weird?
I don't know. I was like, I'm
tired. Not good at goodbyes.
You can find
sloppy,
CG.
Baby. I like it.
Thanks. You can find CG.
You can find me fucking in these streets.
Oh,
but
stop.
By that, I mean my wife. Thanks, audience. Yeah.
That made believe it sound that. So gross and
listen,
shady.
Listen, baby, we live in the streets, and
we don't live in the streets.
I mean, not live in the actual street, but like we out in these streets.
All right,
these streets.
We're getting married. Maybe the next time we podcast,
these streets know who's
we'll be
out
official Mr. and Mrs. And I'm excited. It's gonna be a fun time. I hope I have the energy to dance.
You're definitely gonna get tussled.
Yeah, you're going to get tussled.
Definitely get thrown in the tussle. Wait.
Are you meaning sexually?
Yeah, because if that's what you mean, I shouldn't have, like, added in. That's right.
That is what I was talking about. And the cop was like, yeah, fuck yeah. My man got my back with everything.
Right.
I'm like the king. I'm like, sorry.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Sorry I was sloppy.
Thanks, y'all. You're out.
Later.
Bye.
Peace.